Welcome back to the Traders Network. I'm Michael Yorba, your host. Thanks for joining us. Broadcasting to you live from the Dallas KFXR 1190 AM iHeartMedia Studios and worldwide through YorbaMedia.com. All right, I'm joined with Dan Bates, Chief Executive Officer, Windstream Technologies. Mr. Bates brings over 20 years experience in the technology sector, but he's way ahead of the curve with his Windstream Technologies. Dan, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. Now, you're the CEO of Windstream Technologies, but before we get into what Windstream Technologies does, please give us a little background on you, the leadership skills you bring to the table.
Sure. So I am, call it a serial entrepreneur. I started my career way back when in the recording studios of Los Angeles, when I was bringing technology into the control room environment, making it possible for feature films to be edited and scored electronically. That gave me my first taste of technology and what it could do for people and how it can assist in the creative process. Started a couple of companies after that, was bitten by the startup bug. One of the companies was designed for adding interactive audio to 3D gaming. Then I did a bit of work in the interactive video space, a lot of work in media and advertising because of those technologies, and spent about 25 years successfully in the entertainment and, as I say, media and advertising industries in Los Angeles.
Great place to cut your teeth if you're going to be in that business. What got you to move from the entertainment industry on the technology side and then into what Windstream does? I mean,
well, I like looking at how technologies can be applied to new situations. I did that in video. I did it in audio for gaming. And I started looking at the sustainability industry. I wanted to do something in clean tech. Back in 2007 and 2008, I lived at the beach in Southern California. I noticed every day there was wind blowing the palm trees. And I thought, why aren't we able to harness this untapped energy resource in the urban setting? That led me down the path of just looking at the problem, looking at it a little bit differently, the way I had done in previous startups. And I came up with an idea that I started to have vetted by my friends, my colleagues, the smart guys in the group. And all of them said, you know, no one's ever looked at wind energy this way. Small scale, multiple turbines, basically putting together a little wind farm on a user's home. And that led me to come up with the business model around Windstream. The idea behind it was to create something that was cost effective and a solution for the high cost of technologies that heretofore just really didn't make sense for the end user. If you don't have a realistic ROI, that's a non-starter for most people unless they are concerned about solely their carbon footprint.
All right,
that's
now,
what started it all.
Let's get into it. Now, by the way, those listening online, go ahead and go to the website, windstream-inc.com, so you can see what we're talking about. Those of you that are driving, please keep driving. All right, tell us about Windstream Technologies. What is it that you're doing? And we'll get into, you know, the cost and the rest of the things I want to talk to you about anyway. But first, let's talk about the corporate bio.
So Windstream Technologies was set about to bring a low-cost solution for urban wind. Mm-hmm. It quickly morphed into something other than that. As I was going down the path, we were looking at the model of the U.S. DIY or do-it-yourself market. And it's a robust and, you know, burgeoning market. But as I got into this and I started looking at the rest of the world as a play, we started thinking about places where energy is expensive. In the U.S., we pay 12 cents a kilowatt hour. We average 1,000 kilowatt hours a month. In other parts of the world, the Caribbean, for instance, it's very close to 50 cents a kilowatt, four times the average price of the U.S., and they use one-third of the energy. So why not start looking at markets that have a need and have a desire for low-cost energy? How about markets in the rest of the world, like India and Africa, Latin America, where they don't have access to power, to energy? Those are the places that we decided to take the product first and created solutions for those environments, for those countries and regions around the world that became the low-hanging fruit and launched our business into the success that we're currently having.
All right. Now, does that mean that your market right now is domestic and going international, or are you already penetrating international markets?
We are 90% international at this point. The focus that we have in the U.S. is around municipal installations and places where there is a mandate. And the largest one that we have in the U.S. is the U.S. government, right? The military. They have a net zero carbon footprint policy by 2030. That means they have a need to start using renewable energy resources, renewable energy technologies, to meet that mandate. And we're working with several National Guard bases across the country in trying to provide solutions for them, as well as municipalities where local governments are looking to reduce cost and display to their constituents the commitment the community has made to a sustainable future.
Tell me about the innovative solutions for these energy challenge environments. I mean, what?
All right. Happy to. What we created first was a wind-only product. As we went around the world, we saw people needed a solution that was more reliable than a wind-only resource. We added a solar panel. We then created the world's first integrated hybrid solution. We've got panels on top of wind turbines, all governed by our own proprietary electronics, so that the user has to do nothing more than decide, do I want to hook this up to batteries, or do I want to go to an inverter and connect it to my local grid? The energy is designed to be used on site. Where you generate it is where you use it. And it really is a choice of, I've got a positive and a negative wire, and which am I going to hook it up to? And we provide all of those end-to-end solutions for the consumer.
What's the name of that product?
It's called the Solar Mill. Solar Mill comes in a variety of products and a variety of power generating capabilities, from as little as 1 kilowatt up to 2.5 and even more, in some cases, 4.5 or 6 kilowatts of power on a standard Solar Mill model, utilizing multiple turbines and multiple panels. If you think about it, it's Legos. It's Legos for renewable energy. All you need to do is decide what kind of configuration you want, how much power you need, how much wind you have versus sun, and you can mix and match panels and turbines. They all plug together with just a click of a connector.
So let me jump into that for not all of us that don't really understand what the conversion is on kilowatts versus a normal house usage. Say you have a 4,000 square foot house. How many of these would it take to power that house?
Okay, so you're talking about a 4,000 square foot house, and you're talking about one here in the U.S. The right. U.S. averages 1,000 kilowatt hours a month. So you'd need, first of all, to know where you're putting it. Are you putting it in Phoenix where there's a great sun resource and some good wind in the afternoons and evenings? Or are you putting it someplace where there's not such great sun and maybe a better wind resource at the beach where typically, and where I live in Southern California, it's overcast often, but it's always windy. So you need to know where you're putting it. So the design of the product, though, is not to take the user for the typical U.S. user off-grid. We'd love to, but these are small-scale and supplemental in design for the U.S. market. So you would probably need 3 or maybe 4 of our model Solar Mill SM2 6Ps if you really wanted to get off-grid. Those are big systems. But if you take that same Solar Mill SM6P and you put it on a home in Jamaica where they spend 43 cents a kilowatt hour, and they use 350 kilowatt hours a month on average, that one unit will do most of your draw.
Got it.
It depends on where you place the units and what's your draw, how much electricity do you use. Those are all critical decisions. In India, for instance, our SM1 2P, which is 1 kilowatt, will take most of the smaller Indian homes off-grid, providing 100% of their power.
Dan, let's take a break now and drill down into your company and some of your products on the other side.
Would love to. Love to. Don't forget to check us out on the web at www.windstream-inc.com.
Okay, got it. We'll be right back with Dan Bates, Chief Executive Officer, Windstream Technologies, and the symbol on that company is WSTI. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Traders Network. I'm Michael Yorba, your host. Thanks for joining us, broadcasting to you live from the Dallas KFXR 1190 AM iHeartMedia Studios, broadcasting worldwide through YorbaMedia.com. All right, I'm joined with Dan Bates, Chief Executive Officer, Windstream Technologies, Windstream-Inc.com, symbol WSTI. All right, Dan, if we can, I wanted to get into your management skills here, building a company that can, you know, that can have lasting global impact. You certainly got it. Let's talk about what you're doing on the inside of it for the investors that are listening.
Sure. So I believe we've got to build this business on good, solid fundamentals. We've got to start making products, shipping products from where our current factory is. Our manufacturing facility is 50,000 square feet in a small town about 50 miles below Indianapolis called North Vernon. I employ about 50 people right now and growing all the time. And I, like I said, we're shipping products every day, all over the world, shipping to over 30 countries. We build products that have, make a difference in people's lives, that have a reasonable ROI, that have a cost effectiveness, that really improve the quality of life for people. Those attributes to the product will allow us to build strong fundamentals for the business, driving revenue, which will then be reflected in the share price for our investors, our employees, you know, management. Everybody is going to have a win in this business going forward.
Let's talk about some of the 2014 milestones that you've had and where you're going to take the company in the future.
Sure. Right now, our biggest customer is our distribution partner for not just Jamaica, but throughout the Caribbean. And that is the multi-billion dollar JPS, Jamaica Public Service Corporation, the service company, which is Jamaica's national utility. They vetted our technology over the course of several months, many months, and we competed head-to-head with other technologies. They chose our solution for the fact that we can provide stable, consistent energy throughout the year with these products. We currently have over $22 million in purchase orders with JPS that we are delivering against right now. Containers leave our factory every day. We then have moved into other areas. 2014 saw us announce a distribution relationship with a company, a well-heeled renewable energy company in Japan called Tosmo. They are high-efficiency, energy-efficient lighting, and they wanted to get into the generation business. They chose our products. And I'm very proud to announce that just as recently as day before yesterday, we closed a deal with a very, very significant player in India and have created a joint venture, Windstream India, to manufacture our products in a country of greater than 1.1 billion people where 400 million of them live off the grid. So it's an exciting time for the company. We've got more sales orders than we really can build right now. We're now at a phase of scaling up our production processes to meet the demand and meet the orders that we have in hand.
You know, it's only a hop, skip, and a jump to China right after that. I mean, once India gets going, is that your next move, to move into China? If you can tell me. I mean,
been approached by many companies in China to bring our products over there. We haven't done so yet. I am all about focus right now. We have to focus on the deals that we have in hand. Right. I'm doing big numbers throughout India. I'm in the process of building a manufacturing facility to shore up the need for product that we have in India and throughout South Asia, the Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, all where we have customers. And I have to think about China very carefully. Before we get there, we want to walk before we run, and I want to make sure that those markets where we're already establishing a beachhead are able to be left to their own devices or managed appropriately so that we can expand into such a huge Chinese market.
You know, one of your hallmarks, and people don't really know this, is a big thing with you is conducting business in an honest and respectful manner. I know that that's one of the big things with you. We rarely talk about that aspect of the leadership on the team of the companies that come onto the show. Bring that out for us a little bit.
Sure. It's just the way I was raised, and I think that it's much better to be honest, and transparent with our partners, and just tell them how it is. Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth not only about the product, but how we intend to do business, how we hope to do business. And as I often say, I'm only going to give you the truth. You may not like it, but it will be the truth. And that's the way I operate. That's the way I deal with my partners, my strategic partners, and my employees. In fact, we just had a little bit of a holiday party today where we were able to wish everybody well. I'm heading to India tomorrow for 2 weeks, and I won't be seeing them for the holidays. But they wanted to know what their positions were going to be now that they saw that we are opening a facility in India. And I assured each and every one of them that we made a commitment, and I intend to honor that commitment to the city of North Vernon that helped us get started. I've employed many, many people throughout the North Vernon area in Indiana, and I wanted to assure them that their jobs are secure. And in fact, we are booked solid with every unit that we can make through 2015 and well into 2016.
What about physical events that you may be at here stateside? Is there anything coming up? Obviously, they can go to your website, Windstream Inc. or windstream-inc.com and see the product. But, what if somebody really wants to trade shows, anything of that nature, where they want to come, touch, feel, shake hands, things like that?
I'd certainly be happy to talk to folks who are interested in the product. We have not sought out a distribution entity to help us. We're a technology company. We built technology. We have patented all of our products. All of the underlying technology is owned by the company, and filed uniquely throughout the world. And as such, until I am ready to distribute the product through a good, solid strategic partner here in the United States, this hasn't been a market I've been interested in, that I've been able to focus on. So it's disappointing. I get emails all the time from folks, why can't I buy one? I generally answer those personally and say, be patient. We hope that by the third or fourth quarter of next year, we'll be able to penetrate the U.S. market and make these products available. But I'm a small company. I understand my limitations. I can't be servicing single unit or a few unit installations as a manufacturer and a technology company. I need to focus on scale.
Yep, that's a very good answer. All right, the last messages you want to take away for some of the investors or that are listening to you and me talk. Last message, a takeaway message for our audience before we part.
Sure, I think that if you understand the global need for energy, if you understand that there are people all over the world that want what we have, that need for power is just going to increase exponentially as time goes by. I heard recently that the Philippines are faced with a 600 megawatt shortfall this summer because the way their population is desiring the things that we take for granted. They can't build that much capacity. They're talking to us now about providing products, but that's the same all over the world. So as an investor, I think I'd look at this company as somebody who has a unique solution at a very, very cost-effective price point that's doing business all over the world and is primed to really start moving here in the next quarter, the next year, and beyond.
Dan, well said. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Really appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me. And if you want to go learn more about us, we have some great videos online at www.windstream-inc.com.
Great. Talk to you soon, Dan.
Thank you very much.
You're Bye-bye. Welcome. Dan Bates, Chief Executive Officer, Windstream Technologies, windstream-inc.com. And don't forget the symbol, WSTI. I want to thank everybody who's supported us over the last couple of years on our show. Thank you. Good luck. Good trading. We'll talk to you soon.